Hello, this is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Formulation Chemist with Colonial Chemical, and we are talking about formulation number 1040, which is the Clear Micellar Conditioner. And just a heads up, we are experiencing torrential downpours here at Colonial Chemical.
Might get washed away.
Maybe. So you'll hear lots of rain, some thunder, maybe lightning strike, if you can hear those. I mean, you can, but anyways. So this conditioner, it is a silicone-free, it is clear, just as we have in the name. And Molly, can you talk about micellar and kind of what it is?
Yeah, we're using conditioning surfactants in here and surfactants for micelles. So it is micellar in that sense. And the micellar is still, you know, a popular, trendy term that started with the micellar waters. And now we're seeing it pop up in other categories like hair care. And, you know, we really do see people kind of do a double take when they see this formula and realize that it is a conditioner because it is clear and at first glance just looks like a shampoo. And then they see that it's also a micellar conditioner. And it really does just kind of make it stand out from the masses.
Yeah, and this one, because it is silicone-free, I feel like it doesn't have a lot of buildup, and it's weightless. And I like to pair it with our anti-pollution purifying shampoo, which is 1032. And they both have similar bottles, and they look almost identical because, I mean, they are clear. Mm-hmm. So I like to, like, offer those two together.
Yeah, when you want a little more volume.
Yeah. And it has our PolySugarQuat S1210P in it. How is that one different from our other ones?
Well, it has cationic groups on there, so that's what's making it conditioning. It's what makes it substantive to the hair. Since it is based on APG, it's very mild. You don't have any skin irritation.
And then we have another conditioning agent, the Colquat PDQ. Is that one, how is that one different from the S1210P?
PDQ is also naturally derived, but from safflower oil. And it's also, it's very mild and has good conditioning too. And they're both naturally derived. Both are mild and have good conditioning. The S1210P is an especially good conditioner, and the PDQ is especially mild. So the idea here is that you're using both to kind of get an optimal combination of mildness and conditioning.
And when you're putting this formulation together, were there any tricky spots?
The rheology modifier that we're using to get viscosity here is hydroxypropyl methyl cellulose. So with that, you have to heat up a portion of your water and disperse the cellulose. And you chill the remaining amount of water, and when you add it back, that's when you build your viscosity.
So you said the hydroxypropyl methyl cellulose, that is a powder. Mm-hmm. Why did our products work really well with that?
Well, ours come in, you know, a liquid form, and they're easily water-soluble. So you're already dealing with one powder. It would be a little more difficult to try to incorporate a second powder. So that's really nice that ours are already liquid.
And then how much, because I know people want their hair to smell really nice in the shower. You don't want to rinse off the fragrance. How much can you pack this formulation full of fragrance, or is it kind of fragrance sensitive?
Well, it depends on what fragrance you're using. If you're using one that's water soluble, you could go up on it. Because all of our viscosity here is really coming from that cellulose. So if you were to add a lot more fragrance and saw a drop in viscosity, you could go up on the amount of cellulose that you have in there. But as far as clarity, that's just going to depend on the fragrance you choose.
So you might lose that clear aspect to it?
If you switched fragrance, we're using a water-soluble fragrance in this one, so you should be able to increase that level, no problem.
And this is formulation number 1040. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.